we had everything that we wanted, you know. And Louisville's black community during that period of time, during the 40s, 50s when I was growing up, there was a place called Walnut Street. Now, I lived, you know, six blocks of Walnut Street, so I used to be on Walnut Street as much as possible. But it was the heart, the soul, the pulse of the black community, you know. I mean, black businesses were there. There were doctors, lawyers. There were insurance companies. At one point, there were two banks, you know. And there was a lot of going on. And I kind of linked up with some folks. And when I was in high school, I used to sing. So, and we did quartets, my brother, myself, my cousin, and a couple of guys who lived up in the Warner Street area. So we would get together and go up there to rehearse a lot. So I began to know people in the area and so forth. So that feeling, the feeling of seeing successful black men, at least perceived in my head, they would, you know, come out of their offices and they're on the corner talking to youth, and it was a great role model thing, you know, that gave us more encouragement to be all we could be, you know, and they motivated us in a great deal, great way.